This show is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Network. Hi, my name is Felice Gerwitz, and I'm the host of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. I've met some amazing godly people. The Lord put these people in my path, and I can't wait to introduce you. I invite you to connect with all of us on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. And now, let's get started. So hey everyone and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz and today we are going to be talking about potential radio show hosts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. And that intro I just played was from the intro show that I started some years ago. I want to tell you a little bit about myself, and some of you I may know just from being on social media. And others, maybe we haven't met, so I just want to share a little bit about me and my heart. I have 5 kids. I have homeschooled pretty much K through 12, except for the last two who decided to take some dual enroll classes. And so that has been a new dimension to our homeschool life and world. My youngest is 17 and will be graduating this year in 2018. I am also an author and publisher. I started writing books in the 1990s and started my publishing company in 94. It actually became incorporated. Media Angels is a registered trademark in 2004. So I've been around a while. I have done a lot of publishing, public speaking, started locally in homeschool groups. I have an education background. And I love kids. I love learning. I am a perpetual student. And so I really enjoy all kinds of diverse things. So other than cleaning and organizing are just not my deal. So I do talk about them. But I always laugh when I pick a topic like that because I'm trying to teach myself something new. So how did I get started and why did I get started with an online forum? So I began writing and publishing back in 1994 and had my third child in 1995. And that was after having 2 older kids that were like 10 and 14 when I had my third child and then my fourth and my fifth. I always, laugh and say a busy person gets a lot done. I love when I talk to people and they'll say, I'm too busy. I always say that you are busy. We're all busy, but you make the time to do the things you want to do. So having a baby and launching a publishing company almost at the same time, with books, I have 8 titles that were in Kathy Duffy's 100 and 101 top picks. So we were very, very busy people. And when you write books, you speak. And that's how you pretty much sell your books. If you've ever been to a conference, you know that. Typically, the speaker has a book that they've written because it kind of goes hand in hand. I actually started with a platform. I was asked to speak at local homeschool shows and then at the state convention, and I'm in Florida, and the FPEA convention is one of the largest in the nation now. And when I started speaking and getting offers from all over the place to travel and speak, I had to sit with my husband, and we had to decide, is it worth uprooting 3 kids in the middle of my homeschool endeavors, working with, different people who want to carry my books from Christian book distributors all the way, through. At that point, Amazon wasn't an entity really. It was years later, but at that point, there wasn't really a whole lot of online shopping. It was mostly, person to person. So we had to decide that we were not going to do that. We were not going to be going from homeschool show to homeschool show. And God has a sense of humor. The very first big invitation I received was the first invitation I ever received was to be a keynote speaker at a homeschool conference up in the Panhandle. And I just thought, oh my gosh, Lord, you do have a sense of humor. We did attend that one, made it a camping, little vacation for our family, and then decided, you know, we can't do this. And my husband looked at me, and I looked at him, and I said, how am I going to sell these books? And he said, you know what? The Lord inspired you to write them. And if it truly is from God, he will open the doors. And I can't tell you how true that was. Right now, my books are still selling through vendors, and my Truth Seekers mystery series novels are being sold by Helen and Melanie Young, who are also podcasters on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Their podcast is Making Biblical Family Life Practical, and they are all over the place. They are keynoting, and they sell my novels for me. So it works. You know, if you like to be on the road, if you have a product or you're thinking about writing books, it is a very particular person and family that the Lord inspires to do that kind of thing. For me, it wasn't going to work. So when I was invited to speak online at an Ultimate Homeschool Expo that my friend Cindy Rushton was hosting, I jumped at the opportunity and was shocked at how many books I sold. Again, you remember now webinars were new, but I mean, we sold all over the place. I sold books to Canada. I had at one point three vendors in Canada, just because it was easier than trying to ship books to Canada. It was cheaper and so forth. So let's fast forward. Okay, so now we're in 2017, and about 4 years ago, I decided I'd been running the expo. I actually purchased it from Cindy and I ran it. And then 2012 was a very telling year for me because I'm still trying to homeschool, and now I'm running an online expo with hundreds of different shows. And I decided, you know what, it's just too much work. Not that it wasn't lucrative, but that it was just, again, I always analyze things with, you know, is it worth the time and effort? So as I was praying about what to do next, I got the idea of a podcast network, and I had been podcasting on Blog Talk Radio, which was an entirely different entity back when I podcasted, because it was not set up with the hundreds and hundreds and, well, let me put it this way, thousands of advertising and pop-ups. And if you listen to any of my broadcasts over there, I still have information in a nutshell, I believe, is over there. You're going to be hearing one or two or three commercials before it even gets going. And so I decided I didn't want to do that anymore, and I wanted my own podcast on my own website. So I decided, you know, as I was praying, I felt like, you know, these people's names kept coming into my mind, like Helen Melanie, like Kendra Fletcher, like Melanie Wilson, Jean Burke. I mean, different people that I knew through my homeschool travels. So I said, okay, let me, you know, message them on Facebook or send them an email and see if this might be something they were interested in. And that's how it started. And just about everyone said yes. They first said, you know, what kind of crazy idea do you have now, Felice? A couple of them that know me really well, I go, I have an idea, you know. And other than Meredith Curtis, she's so sweet. But it was a blessing, because we started out with 21 shows in 2013, and we were really excited when we launched, and we had big fanfare and a huge launch and all of these podcasters. And the first month we had 1,000 downloads, and we're like, yay, we have 1,000 downloads. And then it was like, oh, is that good? Yeah, you know, we had no idea. I had been an experienced podcaster. I already had a podcast for 3 or 4 years. I had done webinars. I ran the expo. But, you know, numbers are just numbers. To me, it's not the reason I podcast. The reason I podcast is to be a blessing to the families that I'm talking to come alongside and help them, hence my show, Vintage Homeschool Moms. And I have a new podcast called A Few Minutes with God podcast now. So we went in 2013 from 1,000 downloads a month to, at our peak, 15 to 24,000 downloads per week. So we obviously have learned a lot since 2013, and you know, fast forward to 2017, a 4-year anniversary that we celebrate. And so we have, you know, some great sponsors that come to us and so forth. So why podcast? So there's a lot of reasons for podcasting, and there's a lot of bad reasons for podcasting. A good reason for podcasting is that you have something on your heart that you really want to share and information that you want to get out there. You have a book or product that you want people to know about. You know, perhaps you're good at consulting and you have a consulting business and you want to talk about that. You have a blog, you know, and you want to continue on with some of the things that you would do on your blog, but just through a podcast. So those are the good reasons for podcasting. A bad reason for podcasting, although people do this all the time, is just because they want sponsorship or to make money. Can you make money with your podcast? Absolutely. I ran the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network just on extra sales of my books and products that are all over that website. And that's how I was able to pay, which became a very hefty bill because of all of the audios that we have on that network. So it does work. I do you know, sales and so forth now differently. We have a lot of sponsorships and things that work out that way, and it's really been a blessing to not only me but to our speakers as well, because I share sponsorship money with those who want to participate. So how does it work? So overall, the website is owned and run loosely by me. I don't really do any of the specifics. I basically am, you know, kind of a figurehead at this point. I have someone who runs all of our website stuff, and that's Joy Rhodes, who is absolutely awesome. She is a techie. She's a homeschool mom, so she gets it. And she also helps our show hosts out. The other is Gina Glenn, who some of you probably know, and she is the one who does our social media. She's also an idea girl, but she also has that organized gene that I'm missing. We are a clean network. We're geared to a Christian market. Does that mean every show has to have a scripture verse or, you know, talk about the Lord? Absolutely not. You know, it's just the idea of clean network, you get it. The shows are hosted by individuals, mostly authors, some bloggers, some both. All shows are unique and varied. Sometimes there's overlap of contents, but like, for example, 1 year, three of us did a podcast on Halloween. One person loved Halloween and two of us hated it. Does that mean you can't have a difference of opinion from what I have? Absolutely not. You can. The one thing I ask is that we are multi-religious affiliations, from everything from Reformed to, you know, non-denominational Christians to myself, who's Catholic, and several other podcasters are. So my only thing that I ask is that we do not put down any other denominations. You know, we play nice and we just focus on our love of Jesus Christ, salvation through the Lord Jesus, and leave it at that. You know, can you, you know, talk about something, you know, about your denomination or whatever? You can. You just are not going to be putting down another denomination while you're doing that. So just to let you know that. Podcasters' perks at a glance. You can sell and market your own books, blog materials, whatever you want. So you can start off right off the bat selling. Everything is hosted on my server. You're going to have free marketing for your show. You're going to be included in the weekly e-zine. And depending on how your show does, from time to time, your podcast can be featured in our email. We are growing and growing our email list, so that's awesome. There will also be syndication of your podcast. So the difference with what I'm doing here and what could possibly happen in the future. So let me just give you a little bit of that. So typically, if you were coming on as a podcaster and you were going to host your own show, I ask a one-year contract. I also ask for like an idea of what you want to do. We kind of talk about it, brainstorm, and your podcast has a name. So I'm going to just use mine as an example. So mine is Vintage Homeschool Mom. So what do I talk about on Vintage Homeschool Moms? I am an older homeschool mom, so I'm going to be talking about topics from everything from, you know, my love is the little kids and dealing with, you know, kids and holidays and, you know, getting your kid to do math or, you know, stuff like that. Mostly, you know, a lot of academics, a lot of, you know, spiritual, a lot of, you know, they'll do some character stuff, discipline, you know, how to have stress-free holidays, things like that. Does that mean that you can't do anything along those lines? You definitely can. You know, like I just shared with you, people have different perspectives. So if you were coming on as a podcaster on the network, then you would have your own show feed. People could find your show specifically on iTunes by just putting in the name of the show on all the different places where we are. I can't even remember all the places anymore, but we're pretty much all over and that sort of thing. On the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show, that will be the feed where your show will be. However, you still will have your own show. You're going to have your own you know, show album. You're going to have your own graphics and so forth, and we're not going to get into all of that today. I don't want to overwhelm you. And this is basically a test, you know, to see if, you know, how your show does. You're going to have, you know, me as well as other podcasters that are going to give you good feedback. If you ask, I don't just listen to a show and say, oh, my gosh, that's a train wreck. You know, I may, in fact, before you even launch a show on the network, I'm going to listen to some samples and I'm going to give you some topics. You know, like the first one I'll give you is like an introduction. And, you know, then the other I'm going to say, you know, what would be one, I'm not going to tell you this is what you have to podcast about, but I'm going to say, you know, what are some topics that you would like to podcast about, and, you know, do a 15 to 20 minute, you know, even 15 minutes on that topic and just let me hear you. And then I will give you constructive feedback. I will not do that until, and I know this sounds strange, but until we've determined whether you are a good fit. I will definitely have you do the introduction before that, but I don't give a whole lot of feedback. And the reason is I've done that before. I've spent hours on that, and people have thanked me, taken their show, and gone off and done it themselves. Of the two people in particular who have done that, their shows lasted 2 months. I kid you not. Neither show, not that it wasn't good content and couldn't have taken off. It's a lot to create a show, host it, figure out where the best streams are, get the word out, market. So the reason we're a great fit is because we help you. We help you with all of the information you need and so forth. At the end of the year, it's a contract that continues on. You don't have to resign at the end of the year. There are some things in the contract, you know, that you can read that, you know, if you start bashing other faiths or, you know, start talking about, you know, the terrible people at church the other day, blah, 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 and name names. You know, I'm just making things up here. But what the point I'm making is that if there's a breach of contract, you know, we can stop your podcast and ask you to leave, which that has never happened in 4 years. So, you know, I will listen to your introduction. If I think it's a good fit, I will, you know, let you know and say, you know, hey, this is an invitation. to podcast with us, let me send you a copy of the contract, see what you think, give me your feedback, and let me know if you're interested. And if you are, let's get you started. So you would have a one time a month, or if you want to do twice a month, just let me know. Right now we have space. I believe Gina said, I don't remember exactly, but we had about 30 people interested, which if everyone did it, that would be one day each. And we would not have room for two podcasts a day. So I want to give each person a specific, you know, from number one all the way to, I believe we're going to just do 28 because there's 28 days in the month. And each person will have a number that your podcast will be on day 7 or day 6 or something like that. So that is one of the things that would be a great, you know, a great thing to know consistently. You know, my podcast is gonna be live on this day, live as in available. It is gonna be found on iTunes. It will be available on iTunes through the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, but the feed will be the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show feed. So it may be a little bit complicated as far as that goes. So what happens, let's say your show starts doing fabulously, okay? So fabulously is translated in people are posting on your podcast post. They are giving you great feedback. You start selling, you know, books and ebooks and stuff like that. People are really listening, you know, your numbers start going up and up and up and up. And, you know, you may look at it and say, you know what, Felice, you know, how do you think I'm doing? Please don't ask me that before the first 3 months, okay? But I get everyone's numbers, so we take a look at all of that, and we'll let you know, how you're doing. And then, you know, you might say, you know what, I would really, this is so great, I'm loving it, can I just move to my own show? And then I'll say, you know, yes, you know, more than likely, and let's look at that and see what we can do with that. We take care of moving everything for you and setting that all up for you. So all of my show hosts that have come on pay a fee, a monthly fee, and it depends on the level of help they get. I'm going to have a flat fee, and it is going to be between $25 and $50 a month. I haven't decided yet, only because I need to see the level of help you're going to need, okay? So part of that monthly fee is going to go to payment to, you know, Joy and Gina for social media and so forth. It also is going to free you up to create. We're not going to teach you some of the specifics that get podcasters bogged down, you know, getting your audio ready and stuff like that, or setting up a post. I will let you do some of the post setting up, which is kind of like if you've written for another blogger and you have been an editor and you've been able to upload your own blog post. That will be, you will have access to the website to be able to do that. I'm just not going to let you handle some of the techie stuff because it can bog you down as a new podcaster. And I think that is one of the reasons. It's not because those other people that took my comments and went off and did it on their own. If I was talking to them and giving them that kind of feedback, then I was interested in having them on the show. It's just that it becomes a lot of work handling the techie side, the marketing side, keeping up to date when, you know, the streaming service decides to put in another update and we're scrambling saying, okay, well now, and you can go back on our podcast and look, there are two players on our on our post, you know, what the heck's going on? Well, because the setting changed. So, you know, we have to manually go back to some of the earlier posts, and there are thousands of podcasts on this network now, and take out the short code that that we had to put in an HTML code to make the player show up to begin with. Well, they've changed it all. So it's that kind of thing that you don't have to worry about handling right off the bat. And all you have to do is create content for your podcast, record it, and submit it. There are different ways to record it. Again, that's another conversation for another time. And one of the things that you will have access to is the format. The Instant Tell Seminar is what I pay a monthly fee for. So continuing on with your perks is there's co-marketing opportunities with the other show hosts on the network. That will come in time. So you can sell any of your products again. You can put information on your post where your podcast is going to reside. If we have sponsorships and your numbers, we usually have a threshold number of downloads before we can approach you with sponsorship money. But I'm telling you that pretty much the cheapest you would receive would be $25 for one episode, which, as you can see, would pay for your monthly podcast. So, and it can be upwards from that, depending on the number of downloads you have, and that is determined by me. I have a chart that I use. You're also going to have, you know, consultation with me. You're going to, let's see, what else? You're going to be able to use the software that I have. I have access to all kinds of different things that you can use, such as I have a subscription with Audioblocks. So if you want to create a commercial that has music in the background, you just go to Audioblocks and search for whatever music you want for your podcast, and then let me know. I will grab you that link, download it, send it to you, and you can use that on our network because I have licensing through Media Angels. And anyway, that's just kind of in a nutshell. Like I said, there are people on this network who want to see you succeed. I have been really thinking and praying about this because I have an entire feed just sitting there. Just quickly, the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show, when I started that podcast, all I was planning to do was to interview new podcasters on the network and let, kind of like what I did with the Ultimate Homeschool Expo, and just let people talk about their product or service and that kind of thing, and do an interview format. And that worked for a time. Then I decided, you know what, I'm going to offer it to sponsorships, kind of the bigger ticket sponsors who want me to interview them on a podcast, but also want some advertising throughout the network. Like right now, I believe we have Veritas Publishing as one of our sponsors. We just finished with Kiwi Crate. Before that, we had Sony with the movie The Star. So we've had many different sponsorships on the network. So the problem with that is, for me anyway, we have a very high threshold of whether we let you sponsor or not. We're not taking anybody who wants to throw money at us. I know, very bad business when people say, Felice, you're such a great business person. I say, no, I'm really not. I go against any quote-unquote, book of the business world, but I have a different book that I follow, and that's ethics with, what I feel like the Lord wants me to do. So anyway, the point I'm making is there were not a lot of sponsors that I wanted to allow sponsorship on the network. So that podcast has pretty much sat there, and I'm going to start running some of my podcasts and seminars from the Ultimate Homeschool Expo there. And so as well as your podcasts, if you decide to do one. So I am getting ready to open it up for questions. If anybody has any questions, you can let me know. And I see someone just looked in the Q&A. Hey, Katie is excited to be here, so I'm excited to have you here as well, Katie. So if you have any questions, all you have to do is on your phones, hit *2, and your hand will be raised, and then I can unmute your mic and allow you to ask your question. Hopefully this has been, you know, just a wet your feet kind of thing, an idea of what will be expected of you, kind of what you get. You will record one podcast. We have some secret sauce stuff that we will share with you. One of the things, you know, like we've really honed down on length of podcast, kind of a format for the podcast, which you are not tied to. You know, some of the things that we've learned, like, for example, are interviews really helpful in for podcasters? What do people look for when they listen to a podcast? I mean, a lot of times people model their podcast after other podcasts that they enjoy listening to. So, okay, well, either everyone is shy or there are no questions that are incoming. Okay. Let's see. Gina has a question here. Let's see what Gina says. Can you tell me how long a podcast should be? Also, do I need special equipment or is my phone good enough? And that's a great question, Gina. And Gina is handles all the social media on the site, as I shared with you. So we do have a secret sauce about length, which I am not going to share with you yet. I will. So that's a great question, and that's a teaser from me by way of answer. As far as special equipment, you do not need any special equipment. I will share with you some things like the microphone that I purchased, and what I have found as far as software goes, and I have found that you don't have to spend a lot of money. Some of my podcasters had soundboards, and I listened to a podcast where, you know, this guy has a really expensive soundboard and microphone and things like that. You really do not need it. You'll hear the quality of this podcast when you get a copy of it in your inbox, because it's going to be attached to an email that we'll send out. But and it's going to sound like a phone call. I'm going to admit that it's not going to have that rich sound. However, how many times do you listen to things on your phone? And whenever I sync my phone with my car, all I get is a mono instead of a stereo. I have a little bit of an older car. So I kept thinking, oh my gosh, you know, my car stereo is not great. And then I put in a CD or I listen to the radio and it sounds great. So if you're listening to a podcast, it's not always that great. I just had an interview not that long ago and the guy used Skype. That's a big thing that people use. And personally, I dislike it. For one thing, he kept getting his call dropped, and that's happened before, and this is the guy who's hosting it. So depending on how good your internet connection is, that's part of it. On this network, on Instant Teleseminar that we're using now, it has been pretty reliable. Have there been times when we've called in and the call-in number doesn't work? Sure. You know, maybe that happened to you when you were calling in and you had to use a secondary number. But the recording quality is really good. And then if you do record on the software, there's a tutorial right in here on how to do it. I'm going to actually give you my login and my information. All you have to do is schedule a time of when you're going to record. And what I love is some of my, you know, mommies with little ones, they record very late at night, which is perfect because it's always free. So sometimes I jump on for a conference call If I see it's busy, then I won't use it. I'll just, you know, use my cell when I call and speak to someone. However, I tend to use the software like what we're doing today, or specifically for an interview. It's great for an interview. You can just give people the number that I gave you guys, and that automatically mutes them unless someone played around with the settings, and then everyone can talk. Not a good thing. So, you know, just some little specifics. So thanks for that question. And that's pretty much it. That's all I have. Again, unless you have a specific question that you want to ask. Okay. Gina has another one. Very good, Gina. Let's see here. Oh, and Katie has one. Okay. So you said at the beginning it's a one-year contract. Does that mean that if I do it one time per month, I will have to do 12 total? Yes. The reason for that is, okay, so why would I ask for a one-year contract? Because we are going to put a lot of time and effort into you, just to be honest. And if I'm going to put that kind of time and effort, you know, I pay Gina and I pay Joy a good salary, you know, not a salary, but I guess a good hourly rate. And so if I have them, if Gina is spending, you know, 10 minutes or however long setting up your podcast on Pinterest and on Facebook and on Twitter and whatever, on Instagram and, you know, getting with you and whatever that is in that time. And Joy is going to be overseeing all the posts to make sure that, you know, your SEO is good and probably saying, and we also have tutorial videos that you're going to watch. So there's going to be some things that come along with this that are really good. And so one of the things I'm going to ask is that you do this in good faith. Do things happen? You know, do husbands lose a job? Does a kid get sick, or do you get sick and you can't do it anymore? Yes. You know, if it's a valid reason of why you can't continue, that's fine. If your reason is, oh my gosh, I only have 30 downloads, which I will tell you is probably not going to happen, but let's just say somebody says that to me, oh, I only had 30 downloads, or I only had 60. Here's my answer. Have you ever been to a presentation where there's only 30 or 60 people in a room? Wouldn't you be thrilled with that many people in a room? You know, we always look at it as, oh my gosh, you know, my numbers are low. I do that too sometimes, you know, especially when I've hit, you know, the thousands in downloads, and then I'll have a show and I'll only have 300, okay? But just think about it. 300 people listen to my show, or 30 people listen to my show. If it blessed one person, I just found out one of my in-person friends listens to my podcast, A Few Minutes with God. She said at 4 in the morning when she can't sleep, she listens to it over and over and over again. And she goes, you have such a soothing voice on that podcast. Of course, that made my teenagers laugh hysterically. But the point is, I'm helping my friend who I can't always go have coffee with, who's had all these tragedies in her life this year. So that's how I look at it. And, you know, if you're looking at it as, oh, I'm not successful, you've got to give it time. So, okay, Katie, let me see here. Let me look at your question here really quick. What are the next steps if we're interested in doing a podcast? Do we throw ideas at you for a podcast theme? Or do you look at our application and suggest ideas of what you think will be popular with your audience? Another fabulous, fabulous question. So what is going to be popular with my audience? What is going to be popular, Katie, is you. I'm going to share with you something I was going to wait and share, but I will just let you know. So we are mostly probably, I'm assuming, Christian people here and Christian women, right? Because I'm looking at the names here. I don't see any guys' names. We've been told so many times, you know, it's not about you. You know, we focus on our kids. We just all of the above. the thought that somebody is coming to hear you, Katie, probably, you know, to because they like you, or because they want to hear what you have to say, or you're giving them something that is getting them through the day or is helping them in their homeschool life. You know, I've had people email me, if I had not listened to your show, I would have put my child back in school. Your show gave me the tips I needed, you know, to help with their behavior. Because I had a child that did whatever that podcast was about. I can't even remember which one it was now, because I'm on 240-something now. The point I'm making is that they're going to come and hear you. They're going to come and hear your heart. And what I'd like everyone to do is just to stop and pray and ask the Lord to give you ideas. I got the name Vintage Homeschool Mom years before I did this podcast. And I don't know about you, but a lot of times I go and buy .coms. If you buy domain websites, go look at what you have and see if any of those spark an idea. Because I had planned to start a blog with four of my buddies. We have a mastermind group, and these women are amazing people. And I was shocked that they added me to their little group. And there's four of us, and we're actually going to meet again this year in March. I'm excited. But that's what I had planned on. Vintage Homeschool Moms was the four of us blogging, because we've homeschooled, you know, since forever. The thought that somebody was just going to come and hear me speak freaked me out. Not so much because I don't have a lot to say, but because that's being braggy and that's being, you know, oh my gosh, I think I'm so great. No, I don't. But I also know that I could have the hottest homeschool speaker on my podcast, and I have less downloads, and this has happened, than I do talking about something that is near and dear to my heart. You know, one of them this year in particular was not spending a ton of money on Christmas gifts. So I did a ton of podcasts this year on $10 DIY gifts ideas, overcoming holiday stress, because I was getting stressed out. And that's when I decided I'm not sending out Christmas cards to friends. I was just not going to do it, even though I'm getting them from my friends. I'm not sending them out because I don't have time. You know, gifts kids can make, because my grandkids were saying, you know, I have a whole nother group of kids to play with now, thanks to my daughter. So, you know, that kind of thing. So that's what I'm going to say. Your specific question was, what is your next step? Your next step is to email me, felice@mediaangels.com, and in the reference put podcast host, and send me, and I guess we'll put this through on the email too, Gina, we can do this, I guess probably would be the best way to do it. We'll send it through on the email loop that we have, email list. And so I'd like your name, you know, your blog, but just in an email this time so I can go check it out. And then I also would like just some of your ideas, and also podcast names, because that helps. It's just like making biblical family life practical. That they've been wanting to change that forever, but I love that name because it tells me what it's about. Dollars and Cents Show with Carol Topp, you know what that's about. Mr. D. Math, there's no guessing there. Rhodes School Moms, I'm actually reading to you from the front of my website here. College Prep Genius, you know that's going to be about preparing for college. The Homeschool High School Podcast, you know what that's about. Homeopathy for Mommies. Family Renewal, so forth and so on. You know, Victory Through Adversity and Mom Sessions, The Real Kathy Lee, you know what that's going to be about. Homeschool Sanity, you know, by our resident homeschool, you know, not homeschool psychologist, clinical psychologist, and that is, you know, Melanie Wilson. So that's the ultimate homeschool radio show is going to be a catch-all, but again, it's going to launch your podcast. You are going to have an individual podcast. Like I said, if it takes off, you know, we're super happy for you. We move your stream into your own podcast. and go that way. So again, thanks so much for coming and asking the great questions. I hope I answered them all. We'll send an email out. I think that's probably the best way to handle it with what the next steps are. We're going to continuously send information out. So even if you're not ready for a podcast at this time, just stay on the loop. And then, you know, at some point you might be. I think that we're probably going to launch this mid-January, Gina. I think end of January, somewhere in there. So, you know, even if we only have 10 podcasts, more than likely, we will spread them out throughout the month. So whoever is the first to get back to me and get approved and all of that will be podcast number one, and then they'll just go from there. So I just want to say one more thing before I close here. You know, each one of you is not here by accident, and everybody has a story to tell or information to share. And our listeners are the most fabulous people in the world. You know, they don't always respond, but when they do, it is heartfelt. And usually, whatever you have had to say to them has really impacted them in some way. We are a great family here, and we are excited about having some new people on board. And this more than likely is going to be the process I am going to be using as I move forward with adding podcasters, because I want to get you trained right. I want to get you not overwhelmed by trying to do a show every week. And, you know, let's just get you started slowly and just see how it goes. All right. Take care, everyone. God bless. Thanks so much for coming. And we'll talk to you soon, as I usually end my podcast. Bye-bye. Thanks so much for joining another episode of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show. Please connect with me, Felice Gerwitz, and all of our show hosts on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network on Facebook. Until next time, keep smiling.